Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A women's shelter in Bridgewater is trying to expand the services it offers in Queens County for survivors of domestic abuse. Harbor House provides round-the-clock support, emergency shelter, and transitional housing for women and children in Lunenburg and Queens counties. It provides the only services in Queens County for women and children dealing with domestic violence. There is no permanent physical location in the area for people to access Harbor House services, but they're working to change that. Kellyanne Hamshaw is the executive director of the South Shore Transition House Association. It operates Harbor House. She says they're trying to get office space in Liverpool so that Queens County residents can have a safe, secure, and reliable spot to access services on a certain day each week.
I can say that there's a notable increase in demand for our services, both anonymously or in our emergency shelter or for our outreach programs and services across both regions, both in Lunenburg and Queens.
The association asked the region of Queens last year for funding of up to $5,000 to help with that, but because of the rules of the municipality's Community Investment Fund, councillors approved funding of $1,250.
We were wanting to have a presence in Queens County on a regular and consistent date or day so that individuals who wanted to stop in and come see us and access support would be able to do that. We have a desire to expand our service reach in Queens County.
Transition houses around the province are calling for more support for people fleeing domestic violence. Police say six women have been killed in Nova Scotia in the past 3 months by their male partners. The Transition House Association of Nova Scotia says its member organizations supported about 4,500 women and children in abusive situations in 2024, and it says the problem is only getting worse. The Nova Scotia government declared intimate partner violence an epidemic last September and increased funding to transition houses across the province. But organizations that help people in abusive situations say more resources are needed to address the problem. District 2 Councillor Maddie Charlton raised the issue of more funding for the South Shore Transition House Association at a council meeting last May. She told QCCR recently that ultimately she'd like to see a secure shelter space locally for people fleeing abusive situations.
I think those conversations should happen as soon as possible, yes, so that we can move forward and take some of those initiatives if we can, because those numbers are terrifying and it's becoming a pattern. I think if we can have more of these resources and shelters in communities, that we would just be better equipped to provide shelter for women who are in need.
Hamshaw said the people who need support or counseling in Queens County can access Harbor House's services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Our support counselors can travel to individuals who want to access our services. Women can call us anytime at 902-543-3999 for support. And if somebody is in immediate danger, we always encourage them to call 911.
Hamshaw says many people in abusive situations call anonymously or they're not ready or able to leave. Counselors work with women to offer support, create a safety plan, help navigate the justice system, or even help find food or other necessities for their families.
Ultimately, we want to empower women to make choices that are best for them and their families, and we're here to support them as they make those choices and provide the options that are available to them. So if a woman chooses that she would like to access emergency shelter, we have a network of shelters across the province. So not all women are going to feel safe in a community where the person causing harm resides or works. So a woman may call Harbor House, but makes a choice to go to another shelter under our umbrella that they feel safe and secure in. Now, some women may choose to stay near for things like childcare, employment, or access to school, or even their support network in the community. So ultimately, when we're looking at women accessing shelter, we're doing a safety plan with them. And their information that they share with us and the choices and steps that they would like to take is the direction that we will go.
Harbor House services are open to Queens County women and families year-round at 902-543-3999, toll-free at 1-888-543-3999, or by text at 902-514-4019. People can also call 211 or go online at ns.211.ca to access services in their area. Teens and young adults can also call the Kids Help Phone at 1-800-668-6868 or go online at kidshelpphone.ca. If you're in immediate danger or fear for your own safety or others around you, call 911. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.